Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, and in today's Monday Motivation episode, I'm going to read a few things by Instagram personality Behavior Hack, behind which the person Zach Pogrope stands. First, I want to start off with 10 rules that he has put under a post of 50 rules for a happy life. I just picked the 10 that stood out the most to me. If you want to read all 50 rules, please go and check out his Instagram. I'm going to link it in the show notes. Number one, no one knows what they're doing. Some do it anyway. Love this reminder because sometimes I really think, like, what in the world am I doing with my life? I don't know if you ever feel the same way, but I just find it reassuring knowing that in reality, no one really knows what they're doing. Number two, meditate to upgrade your software. Work out to upgrade your hardware. For me, nothing could be more applicable or could not be more true because it truly, I can almost like literally feel that when I'm meditating or even when I'm at the gym, obviously. Number three, focus on doing things, not being things. At first when I read this, I was like, actually, that's not true. I want to focus more on being present and not so much on doing. But I think he's referring at something else. Like, he's referring at, don't try to be the CEO or be the best mom or be whatever image we have in our mind or whatever rather label we want to give ourselves. I think he's rather just do it. Just do the things that the best mom does. Just do the things that the best CEO does. Just do the things that someone who's in great shape does instead of, I want to be skinny type of thing. So at least that's how I am interpreting it. Number four, to be heard with H-E-A-R-D. Don't follow the herd with H-E-R-D. Gonna just leave it at that. To be heard. Don't follow the herd. Number five, fill your mind with inspiration from the edges. Read old books, walk new streets. Unique ideas start with unique input. I think we all can use a little of that. That is one of the reasons why I love traveling, or even just talking to new people, talking to people with completely opposite views. I think it really helps just broaden our horizon. Number six, never apologize for doing something good for you, but strange for others. I want to read that again because I think there's a bit of a people pleaser in every one of us, and we all kind of want to feel like we're fitting in, and sometimes it feels hard making yourself a priority, but never apologize for doing something good for you, but strange for others. Number seven, life is short. The world is small. You owe it to yourself to bet everything on a dream you don't want to wake up from. Life is short. The world is small. You owe it to yourself to bet everything on a dream you don't want to wake up from. Number eight. Put yourself in places you don't belong. One day you'll end up where you want to be. I really like this more in the sense of get out of your comfort zone. We tend to do, like, I'm such a routine person. I just, like, you can pretty much predict, once you know my routine and where I'm at, you can pretty much exactly predict where I am and what time and what I'm going to be doing there. But every now and then, it's just so good to break out of that. It really opens our eyes, and sometimes you go a different route somewhere else and you find something new. You go to a different coffee shop than you usually go to and you meet an amazing person. Like, get out of your comfort zone. Number nine, life gets easier when you fall in love with hard things, such as training, such as healthy nutrition, such as getting up early, such as whatever it might be. And last one, happiness can be measured by how excited you are to wake up. I like this reminder. I think we should all be excited about our days, about Mondays, about Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, the weekend. Happiness can be measured by how excited you are to wake up. In addition to these 10 rules of life, I want to read another quote that he had posted, which really actually helps me personally. I'm going to read it to you. When you have extraordinary goals, prepare to feel unordinary. In a society where average is the standard, wanting more for yourself becomes, quote-unquote, strange. Embrace the fact that you may not fit in. To achieve things others will not. Prepare to do things others are not willing to do. I have read many quotes like this. And yet, every single one of them that I read again resonates with me again. Because I will continue to say that I often struggle with this as sturdy and as comfortable as I seem and I am in my skin as well, especially in certain environments when like 98% of the people around me do the quote-unquote normal things. Every now and then I catch myself like, why can't I be normal? I probably could, but I know I wouldn't be happy. It wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be authentic. I'd be trying to live a lie. I have done that before. But still, it helps me find that reassurance that because I have extraordinary goals, because I want to live an extraordinary life, I need to be prepared to feel this unordinary. In a society where the average is the standard, wanting more for yourself becomes strange. Please embrace the fact that you may not fit in. To achieve things others will not, prepare to do things others are not willing to do. The truth is, as I'm reading this, I'm like nearly tearing up again just because, I think it can be hard sometimes, despite the fact that I have beautiful virtual but also like in-person connections that support me in my goals that are also wanting to live extraordinary lives. Nonetheless, this is something that's very, very near and dear to me. So I hope, or maybe this resonates with you also. I hope it does. I hope it gets your day off to a good start or your week off to a good start. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.